This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
I wonder how many people realize that the three of the four branches of the U.S. military have failed to meet recruiting goals. Some of them for years, consecutive years in a row.
Yes.
The Army missed its 2023 goal of 65,000 recruits by 11,000 soldiers. The Army has fallen short of its recruiting goal for the last 2 years. Navy didn't make it. The Air Force didn't make it. The only one that did was the Marine Corps.
How about Space Force?
Space Force did as well.
They made it.
Because
that's really cool. It'd be really cool to have the little Star Trek symbol on your chest. Don't you think, Carl? Carl would love that. Love Star Trek.
You can like both, Mark. You can like Sammy Hager and Van Halen.
So if you like Star Wars, you're also not supposed to like...
No, but you can't tease Carl about that. He's a Star Wars fan, not as much of a Star Trek fan. But I think, like you said, he can like them both.
You can like both. You like Sammy and Dave, don't you?
I do.
It sounds like this might need to be a
I'm sorry, go ahead,
topic
Kim,
for another day. I didn't know this was so controversial to like both of them.
I'm sorry that he has uprooted your topic.
That's okay, Carl. Thank you for apologizing on his behalf. I appreciate that.
I'm apologizing for him.
Well, you have to wonder what the driving force is behind that. I would argue a lot of it's the woke policies that we've seen, the leadership that has made just terrible decisions. We've watered down, softened the standards, really, on what it takes to become, you know, an honorable service member here in our country. And I think that has been a big turnoff for a lot of people. And something that people might realize, and in fact, I learned this yesterday because my parents and I, we meet every Wednesday, and we've been talking about history because I kind of have this new interest in it. I didn't care about it in high school. I didn't really pay attention, if I'm being honest. And so we've been talking about a lot of things. And we were talking about General MacArthur and how he led troops in the South Pacific against Japan in World War II. And talking about this speech that he gave to West Point cadets back in, I believe, 1964. And he was talking about West Point's motto, which has been really crucial to West Point since the late 1800s. And I want you to listen to part of that speech from General MacArthur.
Duty, honor, country. Those three hallowed words reverently dictate what you ought to be, what you can be, what you will be. They are your rallying points to build courage when courage seems to fail.
That speech is actually worth watching. So he's talking about duty, honor, country. 1898 is when it became West Point's motto, and I believe it was 1998 when it first was put into the mission statement. Well, back in March of this year, West Point removed that.
Yes.
And I don't know how many people realize that, and it might not seem like a big deal. Oh, who cares, Kim? It's just three words, whatever. But I think it is a big deal because I think it's just indicative of where we are as a country as it relates to our military. And I think that duty, honor, country, I mean, those are things that drive people to want to join the military. And I think in a lot of ways we've lost that. And I'm hoping that Trump being reelected is going to change that. He's really emphasized bolstering recruiting and retention, which obviously is key. And I'm really hopeful that people have this newfound pride in our country and that it's going to encourage people to go join the military again.
I think it will change. I will say I had a conversation with a West Point graduate about this. In fact, it's funny. His brother just texted me and he's listening to us while sitting in a deer stand this morning, waiting for daylight to come through. And he told me that he is not bothered by that change because the message of what they preach at West Point, in his opinion, has not changed. So when that news first broke that they had changed that again, he thought that each new commandant had a little bit different approach to it, and it wasn't that. He didn't think that was a driver of the change. But to your point, when you've got academies, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, when you've got these academies forcing cadets to go through DEI training, teaching them political correctness instead of putting them on the firing range and teaching them to hit targets, that does change the attitude and the morale of your troops. And I don't blame people for having a hesitancy to want to walk into a mess like that. Mm-hmm. The military, there's no reason ever for the military to be a social petri dish for the left. There's just not. That's not. It's there for one purpose. That's to save the country. That's to kill our enemies. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
And we could
How
be,
to
thanks to Joe Biden and allowing Ukraine to use U.S. long-range missiles in Russia, we are inching closer, in my opinion, to World War III. I don't think we're there yet, but I mean, that's just one step forward to that possibly happening right before Trump takes office. And it is so crucial that we have a very, very strong military. And I don't know. I'm really hopeful that things are going to change and that when we are talking about this in a couple years, that we're going to say, wow, you know, everyone met their recruiting goals.
A couple years ago, I played a current recruiting video that had been put out by the Army. You picked the gender, some gender bender recruit talking about how diverse the military was these days. And I contrasted it to, of course, you had to have somebody explaining translating the language, but it was a Russian military video promoting their military, and it was all, you know, huffing, puffing, doing push-ups, shooting things, blowing things up. I mean, it was a sharp contrast. And I'm thinking to myself, if two recruits were watching these two things, which military would they want to join? I'm not saying Americans would join the Russian military, but it was a sharp contrast. And that's where you've gone with Barack Obama and then Joe Biden in charge mm-hmm. of the military and the people they've appointed. So
yes.
the big change that will happen in the military is when Donald Trump, Secretary of Defense, walks in mm-hmm. and starts purging those military leaders who push that nonsense. They got rid of all the ones that disagreed with them when Biden got in.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Trump's turn.
Right. And Pete Hegseth, I believe, really will do that.
Yes.
I think he is, from what I've heard of him so far, I'll admit I was not super familiar with him, but it sounds like he has the experience to do it, to go in there and clean house where it needs to be cleaned.
You know, I see people downplaying his ability to lead. They said 3 months into his tenure as Secretary of Defense, he'd still be looking for the bathroom in the Pentagon. Like, he doesn't understand what he's up against. There's civilian oversight of the military for a reason. And the very left who feared that the military is going to be used to hunt them down because they disagreed with Donald Trump should be thankful about that. That there's civilian oversight of the military. You don't need a general, a former general who was in the highest ranks of leadership, then being the Secretary of Defense. that defies the logic of it. And then you end up with someone like Lloyd Austin, who lies to his boss and the American people when he's incommunicado mm-hmm. for 2 weeks because he's in the hospital getting right. cancer treatment.
Didn't even tell anybody.
Right.
Imagine if anything had happened. Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's just such a double standard. So I'm feeling hopeful that Trump's going to turn things around, that people are going to have this renewed pride in our country and maybe want to join the military so that we can build it up and get rid of all this DEI nonsense.
Speaking of which, and you chided me a little bit for this yesterday in an email. How did we miss a celebration of Transgender Awareness Week? Wasn't that this week?
No, it was. I want to make sure you get this right because it's really important, Mark.
Okay.
It was Transgender Remembrance Day, I believe, yesterday. And I don't know if we have Sarah McLachlan music that we can play, Carl, but I think we really need to acknowledge that, Mark.
As opposed to awareness, it was remembrance.
I'm sorry, you know what? It's actually called Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Who are you remembering? The ones that went and got mental health help and
It says it honors the memory of the transgender people whose lives were lost in acts of I'm sorry, I'm not trying to laugh at violence, but this is just ridiculous. Lives that were lost in acts of anti-transgender violence.
Okay. Would that be the girl that shot up the school in Nashville and then got killed by the police?
I think so. I think so, yeah.
Went nuts.
Because remember, the victims she killed in that heinous act, they don't matter. The children who were killed, a staff member, I believe, we need to remember the transgender person who was clearly mentally ill and went in and shot up the school.
Woo. Or non-binary or whatever new word
we have to be politically correct.
I know. No, we don't.
Get more at 971talk.com.